talking with you. This is Howard Hughes. Howard Hughes.
And the man they call the... It again. The man they call the Fevzi Turkhelp is on now. Good morning, Gadget Detective.
Morning. I'm confused.
What? You want to try being me? And I was just saying to my producer, I said, you know, I like to be prepared for this show. So I get up on a Saturday morning at 4 o'clock. Hopefully my brain is not too fuddled at that time. And then I'm sitting here in the building by 5:30, ready for going on air at 6 o'clock. And that supposedly prepares me. But I still do that? I don't know. More coffee is the answer, Fevzi. Can we start with the story about the Samsung Note 7? Because I think it's a big story. It's made the BBC News now. Not only have they stopped production this week, but just in case anybody is still using one of these things, the Americans have banned the use of these things on their planes.
Yeah, and it's amazing. So there's been so much publicity about the Samsung Galaxy Note 7 smartphones. It was Samsung's flagship smartphone launched just before the iPhone 7. It was a great phone, except that a very small number of them burst into flames. And Samsung did the right thing. They did a recall. It amazes me still that of the 2.5 million that were actually shipped, that something around half of those still haven't been returned for either a refund. People are being offered either their money back or another phone in the range and some money back if they get something cheaper. And still so many presumably like their phone so much or are living, you know, in a cave and don't know, that so many still haven't returned them. So it is an issue that some people are still trying to take them on board airplanes. The US Department of Transport has from today banned these phones being taken on any aircraft, either on you or in your luggage, leaving or entering the United States. So it's a shame. What happened was that they did the recall. They thought they fixed the problem. They shipped some more, and a small number of those new ones that they shipped also burst into flames. And then I think Samsung, it's not really clear why those second batch did that and whether it's the same problem or whether it was just bad luck. I mean, any phone with a lithium-ion battery can potentially have problems.
That's one of the reasons they say, you know, yeah, when you buy, assuming your phone will take a replacement battery, it's not a sealed unit. When you buy a replacement, you're better to buy an official replacement, because if you put an aftermarket one in, it might be good, it might be safe, but it might not be.
No, yeah, you should do. I mean, it's not somewhere you should cut corners. And it's interesting what you say about this being a sealed unit, because I can't help but think that when a phone becomes faulty, it tends to expand and heat. And if it's in a phone that's got a removable back or a little door for the battery, you know, you'd think that could just pop off and it might make the difference between the thing exploding and maybe just overheating. But now, you know, when a phone goes wrong, which has got a battery that can't be used or replaced, then the whole phone has to be replaced. Mm-hmm. Whereas if this happens, and this has happened on older and other phones where the battery is replaceable, they've just replaced the batteries.
I feel a little sorry for Samsung, even though they are a multinational corporation and they're worth more than most of us can even envisage. You know, there is a race going on for battery life extension, and they have tried their best to give you as much battery time, and maybe that's where the problem lies. Perhaps they were trying to do too much too soon.
Well, you know, these batteries are manufactured by third parties, and it's not clear what exactly what the first and second problems were and whether they were the same. But, you know, we do need a new technology, because even a completely good lithium-ion battery can burst into flames if, for example, it's struck. So if you've got one strapped to you and you fall over, it happened, there was a cyclist not long ago, he fell off his bike, he had the phone strapped to his hip, it burned him. He had major burns because, and that's one of the reasons, by the way, that they say don't use a mobile phone in a petrol station, because, you know, dropping it can cause sparks and other problems.
Goodness.
So, you know, it's not so much the normal use of it as what happens if you drop it. So we need a new technology, because although it's safe when everything is perfect, if anything in the production is imperfect, it can rapidly go to a dangerous situation.
And that, for reasons that we don't have time to talk about, is massively worrying. Two quick other things. Google launching a fact check label for news monitoring.
Yeah, I can't help but think the timing of this is interesting with regard to the American election. But it's something that's going to launch here and in America, so that when you do a search for Google News, certain stories will have a tag against them to say that they've been fact-checked, and you'll be able to click on it and read the fact-checking, as it were. So that's just because, you know, a lot of things are being said in the guise of news, you know, in a very wide context, some of which may not be true. And there are apparently over 100 fact-checking websites online, including the BBC's own Reality Check. So if you Google for Reality Check, you'll see that the BBC is doing their own fact-checking.
Which I think you'll find is fact-checking par excellence. But what worries me, because I have this kind of brain and look into all things unexplained, is that, you know, who is doing the fact-checking?
And who is checking the checkers?
Yeah, exactly, which is an issue we haven't got time for. The gadget of the week this week, Febzy, is a mobile phone for idiots like me.
Well, it's from a company called Doro, which are making phones for the elderly and sometimes frail. This is a mobile phone called the Doro 6520. It's a clamshell design, so you know it's one of those ones that sort of snaps open. Unusual features for it, which are designed for, I think, for older users or others who may just like the users. It's got a 2.8-inch screen fitted into a clamshell design, which is very large. So it's almost an edge-to-edge screen on the flip top. It's capable of being very loud, and one of the nice things is when you flip it open, that puts the microphone a long way from the earpiece, so you don't get sort of a feedback howl, because even though it's loud, the two are far apart, and it puts the microphone very close to your
lips.
That's
a bit
as
of
well.
A design issue, and we have to say, you know, I referred to a, you know, phone for idiots. I'm referring to myself there. Being serious, there are a lot of people who find mobile phones difficult to use. You know, my dear old late dad, we tried so many times to get him a mobile phone, God bless him, God rest his soul, and we tried every different kind of mobile phone, trying to get ones with bigger keys he couldn't use. If this had been out then, I think it might have helped him.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because it's not a smartphone, but it's got a lot of nice features on it. So it's still got the camera, but if you think the camera will confuse a person, you can disable the camera and all references to it disappear from the phone. Equally, the messaging function. So it's got those functions, but they can disappear. It's got an alert button on the back. If you press that, it will message three people. It's got an ice section in case of emergency, where you can program into it information about allergies and medications and so forth, so that if there is a disaster, you know, that information is available. It's a really, really nice phone. It's about £80, so it's affordable. And although it's got these additional features built into it that make it suitable for older users, it still looks like a normal phone. So it's not like... it's not going to embarrass anyone who's using it. You know.
No, I'm looking at a picture of it now, and it looks really stylish.
Yeah, it's plastic, it's kind of chunky. And the other nice thing about clamshell designs, two things. First of all, almost all the buttons are on the inside when it's closed, so they don't get triggered accidentally when they're in a handbag or in a pocket. And secondly, you can set it so that you answer the phone just by opening it and you end the call just by closing it. And that doesn't sound like much, but people sometimes fiddle with the buttons and don't disconnect a call. It ends up costing them money, you know, the battery runs down. This open and close to answer and end a call is a nice feature, and I know a lot of older people who do prefer this clamshell design.
It looks eight, really excellent, and you know,
eight
like
stars
I said,
out of 10.
This is the Doro 6250 mobile phone, designed for people who might have difficulty using a mobile phone. And you know, in my own life, I've just given you an example of where that would have been useful.
Good.
And it's, you know,
Doro 6520, by the way.
Doro 6520. And it's £80. I'm sure there are others like that out there, or there will be. Febzy Tekup, if people want to connect with you, discuss their technological woes, what do they do?
Twitter is a good place. At Gadget Detective, come and say hello. I have no friends, so it's always nice to hear from people. There's also the website, which is www.gadgetdetective.com, where there is free tech advice also.
Thank you, Febzy. Febzy returns in 7 days from now, the Gadget Detective at BBC Radio Berkshire. 7:51, 9 minutes to 8:00.